What if the sex is great? All right, what if the sex is great? But what if they're not loyal? What if they cheat? I've been cheated on. And anybody who's been cheated on will tell you it is the worst feeling in the world. But you shouldn't feel, really? Woo, yeah. The worst, these hoes ain't loyal, sir. Woman or man, getting cheated on is the worst feeling in the world. But you shouldn't feel bad for me because I was cheated on in such a magnificent way that I hope all of you get cheated on in the same way so you can experience, like, in a beautiful way. I'll tell you the story. Very unique, could only happen to a guy like me. You'll understand when I finish. I was going out with this girl. We've been dating for like 3 or 4 months. This is the most confusing. This guy likes 3 or 4 months. 3 or 4 months, my favorite duration. We were dating for like 3 or 4 months. And I started to say, shit, this might be the one, right? You start to get a feeling. 3 or 4 months is just on the cusp of you starting to really feel it. And then she started switching stories. Anybody who's been cheated on will tell you the significant other will start saying things and forgetting what they said, right? And that's what started happening with her. And here's the thing, deep inside, I'm a woman. I know when something is wrong, I have intuition. And let me tell you, any woman here will tell you when a woman knows, right? Thank you, sisters. This is what I'm talking about. I felt it inside here. So I called her, I was like, listen, we had a good run. Maybe we should just go our separate ways. Because it was on the cusp. I felt I could do it at that moment. And she was like, what, why, are you crazy? What did I do? And I thought to myself, like, she didn't really do anything. She's like, is this, were you cheated on before? Do you have insecurities? Why are you hurting me? I felt terrible. So I even apologized, bought her flowers, everything. A few days later, when a woman knows, I knew. So I called her, woman's conviction. I was like, listen, it's over. I'm not even discussing it. You're changing stories, bye, close the phone. Yeah. She comes over to my house at like 3 in the morning. She's crying. How could you do this to me? I love you. I love you. First time she said, I love you. I love you. I think you're the one. It was bullshit. I was like, I felt terrible. But at the time, I was like, oh my God, she came to my house. She said, I love you. I felt terrible. So we had great sex. And then I took her home, right? Because this is Lebanon. If she sleeps over, she's a hoe, her mother's a hoe, her father. Right? Now, the reason I'm telling you this part is because it's imperative to the rest of the story. I drop her off home. By the time I get back, it's like 5 in the morning, 5:30. I go to sleep. I had a show that day. I wake up at like 6 in the afternoon, and I have a show in Uruguay Street. So I get in my car. I drive to Uruguay Street. I call her on the road to tell her that I got a show. She doesn't answer, no problem. She's probably still asleep. I get in the car. This is my stupid male. So I get in the car, I get to Uruguay Street, I'm walking, my show is at the top of the street, I'm walking up the street, this dude shouts out, he's like, Nimed, runs out. He's like, hey man, I love your shows. I'm like, thank you. He's like, can I get a picture? I was like, sure. He's like, let me call my girl to come take the picture. It's the girl, the girl. When a woman knows. And I knew. So I was like, but I didn't do anything because when I'm emotional, I don't make decisions. That's my thing, right? That's my thing. I'm so happy that the women are clapping because this is definitely something you all do. So I took the picture and I just walked up. Right? Yeah. But I was hurt. I was hurt. I'll be honest. It hurt, man. I get to the, and then I go and I had a show. I had to get right on stage. But here's the cool thing about my life. I can take something bad and talk about it. And then when you guys laugh, it doesn't become a problem. It becomes my joke. Like, I can make money. Like 5% of your ticket was because she was a slut. Isn't that amazing? It really is therapeutic in a very twisted but magnificent way. So I talk about it on stage. We all laugh together. I get off stage and I was like, you know what? I don't feel so bad. I was like, I can, this is fine. I felt good. Then I checked my phone and there was a text. And the text had very few words. And the words were, why are you stalking me? And the emotion just went. And I was like, I called her immediately. I was like, why am I stalking you? What do you mean, why am I stalking you? She's like, you just happened to be walking in Uruguay Street and have a show? I was like, no, you caught me. I made up a whole show and filled it up as a joke. She's like, you know what? It's not beyond you. You would do something like that. I'm like, what do you mean I would do something like that? Then I was like, wait, why is this about me? This is not, no. I was like, listen, you know what? Forget about it. We can go, let's just go our separate way. No hard feelings. I'm not gonna tell anyone your name was Sarah. We're gonna go our separate ways. Not gonna tell them it's Sarah with an A, not an H. We're gonna go our separate ways. And that'll be that. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I mean, it's good, it's over. We'll go our separate, it's, you can go. She's like, but I still want to see you. You have a man. She's like, that doesn't mean I can't see you. I'm like, that's exactly what it means when you have a man. She's like, just so you know, he's not just some man. He's my fiance. I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought you were a whore, but apparently you're a saint. It's dangerous there, man. She was engaged. And she was screwing around.